You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
What it is, what's up, and welcome everyone to Faces and Feels. I'm your host, Rafe Hewson, and today I'm joined by a very special guest. Now, anybody who has followed the things that I do and the bits and pieces and places that I appear, you will have seen me on Dude, Where's My Ring, and you will have seen my guest there, but he is a mainstay in the Perth scene, not only in the wrestling scene, but also in the education scene. You'll have seen him at the ESPW shows, at the EPW shows. He was contractually obligated to be here, and so I've managed to make it happen. For better or worse, it is the one and only Mr. Thompson. How are you today, sir?
Mate, I've been better. Look, I'm not going to be surprised when the man's so ugly he hides his face behind a beard tells me that he also runs an audio podcast where he can hide behind a microphone. I was not surprised.
Well,
but I've made face for radio. For you, so let's get this done, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know you've had a hard day out in the schoolyard, I guess, or whatever it is you do. And I know that is your actual real life in and out of the wrestling ring and in and out of the classroom. So I'm sure you're a busy man, and I'll try not to take up too much of your time. How's that?
That's an understatement, mate. Try dealing with hordes of small children who act like idiots and think they should be treated like adults. You'd be exhausted too.
Yeah, I'm already exhausted even just thinking about it. So we'll get it going. So look, you know, we've seen your antics in the ring, and you know, you obviously take a pretty strict line on everything you do. So, you know, usually wrestling for me tends to be, you know, for the kind of outcast kids and things like that. At least it was for me when I was young and growing up. How did you get into wrestling? Somebody as, you know, straight-laced and disciplined as yourself.
Well, firstly, I take offense at the term antics. I wouldn't say anything. I'm not performing any form of antics around the
ring. Sure, that's probably not the right word. Yeah, that's my bad.
Everything I do is purely strategic and very well thought out. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, goes well within the line of the rules. How I got into wrestling. Mr. Thompson has been at the top of his game for pretty much any sport he has ever competed in. I've competed in I've won grand finals and premierships for rugby league. I've won premierships for AFL. Okay, I topped my class.
Premierships?
For AFL. Yeah, right, premierships. Yeah. Premiership. I have won premierships in a season where I broke my face. Thank you very much. I've got a metal plate and I still finished the season.
Oh, my
and
God.
And got the grand final win.
Oh, my God. I'm very impressed by that. Which team did you play for?
Played for the Bathurst Bush Rangers.
Sorry, I thought you said AFL. Did I miscatch
that?
That is
an AFL team. That is an AFL team in New South Wales.
Yeah.
You know, top tier country competition.
Okay. All right.
So the doubt that it's not a premiership, that insults me too.
That's fair enough. You know what? I'm not really much of like a sports guy beyond wrestling, so clearly I'm not right up on all my teams. But that is a very impressive resume. And I think at the very least from what I have seen at Dude, Where's My Ring, you do seem to be a somewhat robust character. Because I've seen you sort of fly through a few tables and things like that, and you don't appear to be dead yet, so that's pretty good.
Firstly, they are called desks, and it is an insult that I've ever been put through one at all.
Because it's been quite a few times now, from what I remember.
Who's keeping count, really? But regardless, anyone who's willing to put another human being through a desk. Professional instrument used to, run a company that you are currently the principal of is an absolute moron.
It does seem reckless. I will give you that. It does seem reckless. And it does seem like a waste of company property and resources as well.
I would agree, especially when they might be paid for by a certain individual that doesn't get paid enough in the education system. And he brings in his own desk, a beautiful piece of wooden crafted stationery to a degree, so that I can run a company. Not only are you ruining a masterful piece of property, but you're also potentially taking out a true leader and the principal of your company. So,
So I didn't realize you had brought all of those desks yourself. They're your personal property every single time.
I don't recall saying that.
Okay. Well, I'm just glad that whoever those desks belong to, I'm glad that they don't spend too much money on them, because if they did have some kind of rich mahogany desk, you'd probably have a broken spine right now. All of them seem pretty flimsy and cheap, so that works out for the best.
I don't know. You try going through one and see. Working out for the best.
Yeah, well, I'm sure the concrete underneath doesn't feel that great, to be honest.
Yeah, get a ring.
Yeah, well, talk to them. I mean, it's in the title of the company. I'm not really sure what you kind of thought was gonna happen there.
It's not my fault that you've misplaced your ring and you're asking every dude around where it is.
Well,
I've been trying to get a ring for that company for months now.
Yeah.
And everything I can in my power to get that thing shut down. Now they're coming back. I'm relatively annoyed, if I'm honest.
Sorry, what was that? That you did what to what? Shut down what?
I didn't try to get anywhere shut down.
Oh, okay. Because we did run into a little bit of trouble recently and hadn't been running shows because somebody had, run a dime on us, I guess you'd call it.
The first I've heard of that. I just thought they were taking a long hiatus looking for a ring and trying to reset up in a safer manner.
Yeah, okay then. Oh, interesting. All right. Well, we'll mentally note it. We'll keep on moving forward with that. But, yeah, either way, your athletic prowess has led to you succeeding in everything that you've ever done, all the premierships you've won, things like that. What caught your eye about wrestling? I always ask everybody, I always say, who were the first faces that stood out to you in professional wrestling? So, I mean, I have my own thoughts who may have stood out to somebody like yourself, but I'd love to hear it from you. Who were some of your favourites, when you were younger?
If I further that comment, because, the athleticism that I've always possessed since I've been a young child made me feel like I was more than capable of being a wrestler. Unfortunately, despite being at the top of my game and nearly getting selected for a few different teams here and there, injuries always seem to prevail. Like I said, broken face, I've done both my shoulders.
Fearless.
And a few things that kept getting in the way.
Yeah.
I guess why wrestling, or why I decided to have a crack at wrestling, despite knowing that I would naturally be very, very good at it, was that I wanted to prove that despite injuries and despite them holding me back in my sporting career, that I could still perform with the best of them, and I could still get to that elite level, which, in as far as Perth wrestling goes, as you mentioned, EPW, ESPW, the best company, in my opinion, in WA wrestling, and managing to make it to that main card, I've proven that.
Yeah.
In relation to what caught my fancy in wrestling, believe it or not, and maybe it was because I was a stupid child at the time, and I'm willing to admit that even unfortunately once Mr. Thompson was potentially a stupid child, it was actually Mick Foley who caught my interest as a youth.
Oh, really? That is a very interesting choice. Not really who I thought you were going to say.
No, obviously now I'm much smarter and I respect true athletes like your Kurt Angles and things like that, and your modern day guys like your MJFs, who, in my opinion, are all top tier guys. Even someone like The Miz, highly underrated. But back when I was a stupid youth, it was Mick Foley who originally caught my eye and got me into enjoying and watching wrestling.
Yeah, I just find it so interesting that somebody, as wild and as devil-may-care as like a Mick Foley was your favourite when you were a child, and then you find yourself, now later in life that you're a trained wrestler, still, moving around wrestlers in the likes of dude that kind of enact in that same style. Is there a little bit of you that maybe still seeks out that danger, like still finds that appealing in some way?
It definitely caught my eye. Maybe now it's more a case of I see the stupidity in it and I'm trying to save others from doing the same thing that he did to himself.
Sure. But, trying to prolong careers. Heroic.
Exactly. He's also a man who went through many a desk.
He sure did. I remember that one when he came off the top of that huge cell through the desk.
Yes. That is, in fact, the match from my childhood that hooked me.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely it would. it was crazy. And I remember sitting on my lounge room floor watching that with my dad for the first time and both of us not even believing it. We had rented the VHS and, like, rewinding it, like, what the hell just happened? Is this dude dead?
Yeah, and anyone looking for me to go deeper into the archives and pull out some amazing match that people talk about can, you know, they can just stuff that. It was literally Mick Foley getting thrown off a Hell in a Cell and me thinking he was dead.
Yep.
But as a child, being absolutely amazed that he continued wrestling. Mm-hmm. Now that I know about the dangers of concussions, I think he's an absolute moron and that he should have gone out the back and called it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's better to fight another day, right?
That's it.
Also, as a young youth and inspired by Mick Foley, I assume that you started to watch more wrestling. How did you, at what sort of age, like after your career, like did you start to train in wrestling? So were you doing all those other sports and then, like you said, the injury sort of came in the way and then now you've already done all your education degrees, all these things, and you're like, you know what, now that I'm at this level, now's the time to have a look at training and, you know, seeing what I can achieve.
Yeah, look, it's I guess something that when I was younger, Mr. Thompson did want to be a wrestler from when he was young. But, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Thompson, as in my parents, for any of you idiots who think I'm now talking about myself, they weren't so crash hot. They're straight laced. They know better. They knew that there's much better sports out than wrestling, which I agree. Much higher performance, much better pay, a professional level, you know. That's where I was encouraged. After injuries, after having a failed sporting career and having to succumb to the life of teaching other students how to play sport, almost a torturous, almost, I don't know, a cruel fate, really, having to teach others sport when I was so good at it naturally and watching them stumble through passing a footy.
Must have been frustrating, like watching them in slow motion. Yeah.
It's embarrassing, really. The hand-eye coordination that children have these days just makes me sick.
Yeah.
But
too many Nintendos, not enough outdoor sporting activities is the issue.
I don't know what a Nintendo is, but I'm sure that's a reference your listeners get very well. But it kind of – I was looking for a challenge, like I said. I was sick of day-to-day going into school, teaching kids, going home. I'd given up on league. I played one last season in Perth. And decided to call it. And look, Mr. Thompson was maybe putting on a little bit of weight and wanted to get fit somehow and thought wrestling would be an easy opportunity to show my prowess.
Right. So like as an overweight failure dropping out of rugby, you decided to maybe look at another sport where you can maybe succeed?
I don't know where you've just gotten your information from there, but that's very inaccurate. That doesn't sound anything about what I just said.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm just taking notes as we go. I must have miswrote that. That's my bad.
I never said anything like that.
Oh, okay.
But to a degree, I guess that is kind of close to the truth.
Well, you know, look, the important thing is not how we fall down. It's how we get back up. You know, all the greats, it's the hero's journey. You've got to stumble to then reach, you know, what is best. If it's just easy for everybody, like it was for basically your entire life and everything you've done, there'd be nothing to overcome. So you, like all the great heroes, had to briefly stumble.
Righto, Confucius.
Look, I'm trying to help you. You were looking kind of depressed and sad.
I don't think I stumbled at all.
Okay, well then. All right, then. Okay. My mistake. You briefly slowed down. How about that? Briefly slowed down.
I took a break and I smelled the roses.
Yeah. And overweight and depressed after failing from rugby, you decided to maybe try another sport that you could succeed. Was it rugby that you played? I don't know. There was a lot of sports. It's hard to keep track of them all.
Yeah, look, rugby league was the main sport.
Yeah.
Like I said, doubled in AFL.
Yeah.
That was too easy.
Yeah, too weak for both bones giving out left and right, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Well, like I said, even with a broken face, I managed to win a premiership.
Yeah, that's
how hard can a sport be?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I imagine that is something that's pretty impressive. Where were you as the like final bell sounded on that glorious moment? Kicking the final goal, screamer mark, what were we doing?
Oh, geez, taking me back here.
Yeah.
Most likely making, I don't know, I was midfield, I don't know, making the shepherd that led to the glory boy kicking the final goal. Who knows? Anything but not a giver. I like to share with the team, make them feel good, give them the moment.
Yeah, so even then, like in your teaching career, enabling potential.
Look, did I potentially win us that grand final single-handedly? Potentially, but am I going to say that? No, because Mr. Thompson is the most humble guy you'll ever meet.
Absolutely. Well, I've noticed that in our, you know, brief interactions, however brief or rude they may have been at the shows. You've always been humble, I'll say that.
That's it, the most humble.
Yeah, exactly. The humblest.
More humble than anyone else.
Yeah, absolutely. I dare anybody else to try and be more humble than you.
I like to see them try.
Yeah, I would like to see them try. So, absolutely. So, we move on from the other sports. What is it like walking into your first day at training? Because obviously you're feeling confident. You know you're a gifted athlete. You know you've had some setbacks due to, you know, the weak structure of your body and your current, you know, overweight status.
Trying to get me to hang up.
I'm just going through the facts.
You come onto your podcast here. You asked me. You wanted to interview me, Mr. Man Behind a Microphone. Too scared. Face on video format.
I mean, it's on video with you. I just don't think anybody needs it 24/7. Plus, have you ever tried to upload to YouTube? Takes ages.
I imagine most of the time your videos get taken down.
I mean,
nobody wants to see that.
There's a reason why I'm not often on camera, dude, either.
I'm looking at it.
Exactly. Here, look, I've got this. Where's it? There you go. Look at the hatch.
Thank you.
Shut it down. But okay. So anyway, you walk into a wrestling school. Are they treating this like this is the number one draft pick? Rolling out the red carpet. We've got a blue chipper here. Is this what we're dealing with? Roman Reigns has entered EPW. Like what's the kind of vibe that you're getting as a new inductee into wrestling, essentially?
I can't speak for all the top talent that were in the room when I came in. And as a humble man, I can only imagine that they were all pretty excited that I was there. Mm. Let's just say... As far as learning how to wrestle, physically wrestle, do moves that will put your opponent down for a 1-2-3.
Sure.
That came very easily. The moves, easy. All right. Am I a submission expert? Am I a technical master? Of course I am. When it came to doing the physical moves, very, very easy for Mr. Thompson to pick that up and put it down.
Absolutely.
Obviously, there are other things involved with wrestling.
Sure. Like the locker room being liked,
working together. That wasn't an issue. But there's things like, you know, moving around the ring, making sure you're on top, making sure you know what your opponent's going to do next, reading that, and keeping things smooth, timing. All of the things that, I don't know, make the difference if you win or lose, or as Marx would think, you know, makes a performance. But as we all know, a real fight. But that stuff took a bit of time, but I was pretty lucky with getting things down and a few top people starting to say, all right, let's see how you would do this in a match. And once they got to see the true Mr. Thompson for the first time, in a sequence that we were running through, there was a couple of blokes who I won't name, but top level EPW people who gathered around pretty quickly and let Mr. Thompson know right there and then, you've got something there, let's work on that.
And, when you say they let Mr. Thompson know this, they let you know this, or they let you know your dad, he took you, or like...
Well, you're pushing it now, obviously.
No, no, I'm just clarifying Thompson. Because we've talked about two Mr. Thompson.
Thompson is me, but Mr. Thompson is my dad.
You were just talking in third person. I was just getting mixed up. That's okay. I was just checking. Yeah.
I think it's very clear when I say Mr. Thompson or Mr. Thompson, who I'm talking about. I think anyone with any kind of intelligence would be very aware.
It's my mistake. It really is my mistake. It's an audio medium. I'm not quite picking up the cues on the camera as well. Yeah, that's awesome. My mistake.
It's stupid. But yes, once they saw Mr. Thompson in that ring do that sequence, and they gathered quickly and looked up and they said, you've got something there, let's work on that. Mr. Thompson was on the next show. The next Schwa show back when that was going. So it was pretty cool. It was a 3-month turnaround from when I walked in for training to when I got into my first show.
Wow. And how soon after you going to live shows did Schwa shut down forever?
I think I got to do that for about a year.
Oh, okay. So not immediately, not because of, no. just related to it.
No, if anything, it was at its peak when I was there. But, you know.
You were carrying it on your shoulders, basically.
Yeah, I might have done my back out once or twice.
Yeah, exactly, from the weight of the responsibility.
Just the weight of carrying the other wrestlers.
Both physically and I guess in ticket sales. I don't know where I'm going with this. But, that's very impressive. So, very quick turnaround, instantly onto the main roster, instantly doing that work.
Yeah, pretty quick getting to test out the true Mr. Thompson in a ring and see if it resonated with the crowd, with the lowly fans who I so despise.
Mm, exactly. So... Yeah, their approval didn't really matter whatsoever, really, but, you know, it obviously does matter to some people in the business, and so you've at least got to tick that box.
Yeah, I can't see why that would ever matter to anyone. But
I mean, probably because they buy tickets and keep the doors open.
Well, look, maybe. They come there to see a bunch of, I don't know, idiots in my opinion. Idiots coming to see idiots. I'm there to wrestle. I'm there to prove myself. If we need an audience to do that, sure.
I mean, I guess you could do it with closed doors and no audience, but then that would just be like training, wouldn't it?
Well, I guess no one would see me win.
Yeah, exactly. So you kind of need them there.
Oh, look. All right, fine. They can be there.
Yeah, exactly.
Mean nothing.
Their opinions mean nothing. Absolutely. They can pay for tickets, they can watch, but they should probably keep quiet, keep respectful, stay demure and mindful, and keep out of your business.
They can sit down and shut up for all I care.
Exactly. Is that like, is that quite often how you deal with your students as well? We'll just keep them lined up, nice and quiet, no interaction.
It's a bit tougher when you've got them outside doing PE, but the shut up part's pretty important.
I'm sure it's maybe the most important part.
Definitely. When you're listening to someone with my wealth of knowledge.
Yeah. Need to absorb it, not talk over it. Exactly. And that's where I've gone wrong a few times in this interview, trying to interject rather than listen. And I see that now.
Exactly. You're a yapper.
I am, but it's my show. So it's kind of the point.
I'm doing you the favor.
You are doing me the favor. That's fair enough. It's it definitely wasn't requested of me by anybody. So what we then need to know is what is next for Mr. Thompson. So he's active and he's about He's in the scene. We've seen him kind of make, I guess, statements and reviews and things like that at Dude. What's your end goal there? I mean, obviously we talked about we were briefly shut down for a time. Something that had nothing to do with you, I'm sure. What do you want to see for a company like that? Let's run through the companies that you're at and what your plans are. What's next?
Yeah, of course. The dude shows, I definitely want to, continue being a strong presence there, mm-hmm. to be the principal. Someone needs to keep those ruffians in line. Mm-hmm. And if that has to be me, despite the fact that they disrespect me, mm-hmm. they often act out, don't follow instructions, don't go to my safety guidelines. Mm-hmm. Look, I plan on being back. So mm-hmm. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stick around until that show is safe and people can actually go there and watch some quality wrestling, mm-hmm. not this mud rubbish. Mm-hmm. I want to turn that show around and get it, to quality wrestling. Why they think anyone wants to come and watch that, I've got no idea. You had a bunch of drunk idiots who were turning up, expecting quality wrestling and being thoroughly disappointed. Mm-hmm. But I'll continue. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to turn that company around.
How it, even got on your radar? Because as far as I know, you're not a paid member of the roster. No one has really invited you, nor are you employed in any kind of management capacity. So I'm not really sure why you need to even concern yourself about it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I am going above and beyond. I like the way you put that.
Yeah.
I'm really, going above and beyond to make sure that these future Mick Foleys that are going to be stumbling around like idiots can be safe and can grow up to maybe contribute to society.
Wow.
I'm going to protect their careers and let them keep wrestling. But, if I have to do that against their wishes, I will. And I'm going to keep showing up.
Wow.
And make sure that that's a safe company to be in.
Wow. That's very selfless.
I'm wrestling on that concrete. Well, think again.
Yeah, wow. Do you think there's a small part of you, the young, childish and kind of reckless Mr. Thompson that grew up that idolized somebody like Mick Foley, who then saw him to become an old broken down man who's seen the health struggles and the weight issues and things he's gone through in his life. Is there a part of you that wants to save all these future Mick Foleys? Like you couldn't, save your hero essentially. Like is there something deeper there?
Exactly. I can see what they're doing and what are they doing it for?
Yeah.
What are they doing it for?
Well, I think if you ask Mick Foley, he was doing it for you. To entertain and to seek glory.
Yeah, exactly. And I think now if he would look back, he would change all of that in a heartbeat and he'd go back to just wrestling or learning to wrestle in the ring or, getting a respectable job like accountant.
Or a principal.
Doing something that contributes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would hope he wouldn't become a teacher.
So. Yeah. I mean, he did recently try and come out of retirement to do one last death match, but he wasn't able to get cleared. You didn't know that?
That guy needs to be put in a home.
Wow, okay. Well, I thought we were kind of starting to reach an impasse where we really, got to some common ground there. But it's clear that, you're going to take from, your hero's sort of failings, what you will, and learn from that, what you can. And how are things going at EPW for you? What's next over there?
Look, EPW is going great. Mm. I've got the locker room leadership program there.
Mm.
I've got my boy Rogan Kargus has just won the Coastal Championship, which was all part of the plan. I've been telling fans, I've been sitting there listening as I'm on the outside of that ring. Not helping, but coaching.
Yeah.
Everything very fair.
Absolutely.
And he has become the Coastal. Now, fun fact, the reason I wasn't there for any of you smart mark idiots who were at the show, well, another reason I hate children and teaching them is because they're grubby and they got bugs. So instead of me being able to be there and help my friend, I was sitting on the toilet and throwing up all night.
Oh.
So another reason why I don't like teaching. But that aside, the locker room leadership program. Mm-hmm. We had Jay Taylor there. We had Hagen, and Cargis was victorious. So Mr. Thompson is currently focused in EPW being the best locker room leader he can be. I'm not. Look, there is one or two people I'd like to get my hands on, but I'm more focused at making sure that our group does well and continues. Because, look, realistically, when we look at that EPW roster, in the last couple of years, we've had old has-beens come back who should have always stayed retired. We've also got these wrestlers who think they're a big deal coming over from different states, all right? The roster is absolutely packed with what some would consider, not me, top-tier talent. And if anyone says otherwise, they'd be correct because, to me, they're trash. But regardless, EPW roster is absolutely stacked full of wrestlers. I'm not going to say they're good wrestlers, stacked full of wrestlers. So to be part of those shows still is pretty good, and I'm continuing to push the locker room leadership program forward. Mm-hmm. I'm continuing to lead and hopefully get some of those other idiots out the back up to a level or standard that I think is appropriate in the company so that they can also be good leaders. Absolutely. And so far, I've found three very capable leaders. And look, some people are saying, hey, there's a bit of division there, or what's up with Jay and Cargis? Look, they're from different generations. There's going to be a bit of bickering. But it's all part of the plan. We've got the coastal. Everyone is happy and on board with each other.
Absolutely. And, you know, like any good classroom, that's going, you know, it breeds conversation. It breeds dialogue. Healthy competition never hurt anybody, right? And so is your goal to eventually whip the entire roster into shape, like where everybody is following the ways of the leadership program, everyone's on the same page, everybody's involved?
Ideally, yes. Like what's the point of being a locker room leader if you can't lead the locker room?
Yeah.
Okay. Because
you don't currently, right? Like the goal is to become a locker room leader.
I know most people look up to us. That goes without saying. But it would be great for them to actually acknowledge it.
And let you into the locker room would be nice as well. Like it'd be more convenient than changing in the halls and things like that.
Look, there's a lot of people in there I'd rather not get changed around. So I'm happy in the hall.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, that's it. You don't know what you're going to see in there, mate.
Yeah, we demonstrate good leadership, and there's a lot of good qualities that they can learn from. So they'll come around, and we're a good unit. And I think now that we've got that belt on us, and I say us because I feel that we equally are champions currently.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure they'll feel. I feel Cargis would probably turn around and say, you know,
Cargis, mate, he's my boy.
Yeah, exactly. Thompson's the champ as much as I'm the champ. I'm sure he feels that way.
Oh, definitely. He's a handsome boy, and. Yeah, I'm so proud of him. He really did me really proud of that last show. So. Yeah,
he looks like a bit of a teacher too.
He'll be, excuse me?
Well, he looks like he could be a teacher as well.
Teacher?
Yeah.
Definitely not. He's far better than that. He's a professional wrestler.
He's a bit of a nerd, but yeah.
He'll be a champion for a long, 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 long time. It's all part of the plan.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. Well, it's just all coming up Thompson then. Everything worked out totally fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. I love to hear it, mate. I can tell you're working really hard, and like after what was, you know, a lot of setbacks younger in other athletic endeavors, it's really good to see you, you know, mentoring other guys to, you know, do what you could. And I think that's like really important. And I love to see like people that give back. I think that's awesome.
Do what I'm currently doing. Mentor them to do what I'm
currently doing. Sorry, misspoke. But yeah, do what you're currently doing by doing it for you, and then you guys can all share in that glory.
Exactly. We're all winners.
Absolutely. That is amazing. Well, tell everybody where to find everything that is Mr. Thompson, the locker room leadership program. How do we find you? Do you even have social media? I don't know. At education.wa.edu.au address, or what do we got?
I think it's mr.thompson_sdsu. Sit down, shut up.
Okay.
That is the best place. But obviously, a lot of EPW posts, ESPW posts, they'll announce any matches that the locker room leadership program will be partaking in. Follow those. They're key. Dude, Where's My Ring? Follow that along. You'll see if Principal Thompson will be making his appearance and running a show and doing his best to bring some kind of order to that mess of a scene.
Well, I for one can't wait. Well, we do have a new Dude, Where's My Ring show booked. It's called Snitches Get Stitches after what happened. So, I mean, I'd hate to be the person that had anything to do with that, because I'm sure there's a lot of angry wrestlers about that. But, hey, I guess we'll never know.
I couldn't imagine who would report such a safe company.
I know. Out of line. But we're back. We're going to be back. Those of us that are employed with the company and are a part of it will be there. Are you going to be there as well, mate? You got your ticket?
I'm literally the principal of the company.
Yeah, I know. But you got your ticket on the day when it sold out, right? Sold out one day.
I don't need to buy a ticket. I'm the principal.
Okay. My mistake. And have you bought a new desk yet?
I don't know where you've got this information that I paid for my own desks. That is an absolute nonsense, but I'm sure Mr. Thompson will have a desk, as he always has a desk.
Absolutely. It's the gimmick, brother. Isn't that right?
I don't know what a gimmick is.
Oh, okay. My mistake. Well, anyway, I want to thank you so much for your time after a long school day checking in with me. I really appreciate it. It actually took a while to get this one organized. There was quite a few reschedules, and that was my bad. I definitely did want to do it. I was not trying to get out of it, but we made it happen, and I'm really happy that could happen. So thank you so much for your time, sir.
Look, I was more annoyed when you finally booked in a time.
You were hoping it would continue on as it was for 2 weeks of cancelling. Well, there you go. So everybody out there, make sure you check out everything Principal Thompson or not, and check out everything at Faces Feels Cast. And remember, it's all about peace, love, and pro wrestling. Thanks for listening. Faces and Feels is a proud member of the Count Out Podcasting Network. It is created and hosted by me, Rafe Houston, edited by myself and the amazing Ryan Neitzy. And the show is available on all good podcast platforms, so please go rate and subscribe. You can follow the show everywhere on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, etc. at Faces Feels Cast. And you can check out the Count Out Network and all our sister shows over there at Count Out Pod. If you'd like to book me for commentary, have an interview request, a topic suggestion, or you just want to say hi, you can email us at facesandfeels@gmail.com. With all that said, thanks for listening, and please support our friends and sponsors. Peace.
My body is a roadmap of pain.
DeathmatchWorldwide.com, the official online merchandise store that is only for Deathmatch Wrestling. Featuring official t-shirts from No Peace Underground, John Wayne Murdoch, Akira, Madman Pondo, Zona 23, Neil Diamond Cutter, G Raver, Schlack, Necro Butcher, and many more. If you are a deathmatch wrestler, promotion, manager, or platform and are interested in joining the web store, send us an email to deathmatchworldwide@yahoo.com. Deathmatchworldwide.com for the final feud.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Hello, my name is Jessica and I'm the host of Jumping Knee Pod, a modern day All Japan podcast. Join me and a guest each month as we cover all that went down in the ring, outside of the ring, and everywhere else. Big title matches, tournaments, character arcs, storytelling, feuds, and more. It's all covered on Jumping Knee Pod. Look out for a bonus episode every once in a while, covering a variety of All Japan topics. So make sure you tune in to Jumping Knee Pod. It's a new All Japan podcast for a new All Japan era.